Donald Trump supporters there in Georgia. Yvonne Murray is in Atlanta for us. Yvonne, Georgia is a state where Donald Trump has held a slight lead in the polls for quite some time now. How is he doing there?
Hi, Carol. Well, it's a really mixed picture here in Georgia. Of course, this was the state that was so instrumental in the 2020 election. You'll remember that it was when Donald Trump saw that he was losing here, he called up the Secretary of State and said that he just needed 11,000 votes to get him over the line and win the election back. That accusation of the election having been stolen in 2020 lives on here now to 2024. And I'm hearing it a lot on the streets when I talk to voters here. Trump voters really question the integrity of the election. And of course, that's had election observers very worried about what it could mean at the polling booth tomorrow. Having said that, a lot of early votes have already come through. 4 million people in the state of Georgia have already voted, and that's a little up on the 2020 election. Some voting booths may be a ghost town, people think, tomorrow because of all of the early votes. But incredibly difficult to call at this stage. It is still right down the middle in terms of whether they're going to vote Republican or vote Democratic this time.
And of course, Kamala Harris has spent a lot of time in Georgia as well, courting in particular the young black male vote. How crucial is this to her in these final hours?
It's absolutely crucial. I think the young vote in particular now is going to matter, because looking at the people who've already voted, because they have this data, you can see a lot of women have already come out. A lot of black voters have already voted. But it's the younger category, the 18s to 29s, who have not yet voted. And I think that's the constituency that both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will be going for. As Louise was saying there, for Kamala Harris, it is a matter for their campaign, as far as they're concerned, of reminding younger voters of what the character of Donald Trump is in their view. And for some voters who are going to the polls for the first time in their lives, reminding them of the 2016 election. I think what's interesting, though, about Georgia is that it's very... It could really go either way. The last election with Joe Biden was the first time it flipped blue since Bill Clinton won it in 1992. So it really is on a knife edge, Carol. Impossible to say which way it'll go tomorrow.
And just finally, what is the atmosphere like? I mean, we perceive it as being so polarized, but when you talk to people there, what is there tension?
There is tension. I think there's a lot of people I spoke to yesterday coming out of a football game down in the downtown Atlanta were actually very reluctant to say anything. So I think there's this sense that there is certainly a silent majority on one side or the other who are reluctant to say which way they are voting. The people who were willing to speak, the Trump voters, for them, the main issues were the economy, the border, and a general sense that they were better off under Trump. And I think that goes a long way to make up people's minds. But on the other side is the reproductive rights are really the most important thing that I'm hearing from the women on the Democratic side.
Yvonne Murray, thank you very much. After the break, more rain forecast in Spain.